for the activity of our limbs. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you, Lord God, on today, Lord God, for the fervor that you put in our heart for you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you, Lord God, lift us up, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Arevandelekia satada darama andiada. Father, we love you on today. We appreciate you, oh God. We appreciate, oh God. Hallelujah, Father. You giving us, oh God, the activity of our limbs on today. We appreciate the strength that we stand in today, Father. And I pray, God, that if there is anyone on this line, Lord God, that you, where we are weak, you are strong. And so we lean into your strength on today, mighty God. We lean into your strength. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. We honor you, O Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, O Lord, for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you, O God, for everything that you are doing in our lives, O God. We thank you, O Lord, that you have saw fit, O God, for every individual that is on this line today, O God, for them to experience, O God, such a presence with you, O God, corporately together, O God. We thank you, O God, for this hour. We thank you for this just divine moment, O God, this moment in time where you saw fit to bring us together, Lord. Father, we seek you together today, O God. We listen for your voice today, O God, while we enter in, Father. We thank you, O God, for every single thing, O God, that you are doing before our eyes, O God, and things that you are working out the details in the background, Father. Father, we honor you and we exalt you above every name, O God, everything, O God, that we have placed in the seats of our hearts, O God, that should not be, O God. Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus, O Lord, for you giving us, O God, the discernment to notice those things, Father. We seek, O God, for your guidance, O God. We seek, O Lord, for your guidance, O God, in helping us to see those things, O God, and not to be aloof or careless, O God, with those seeds in our hearts, O God, those precious, vulnerable, internal moments of inside our hearts, O God, that should be dedicated to you, Father. Father, teach us, Father, that the days that you have given us, O God, and the time that you have allotted us, O God, that it is Lent, O God, that you have lended that time to us, O God. Help us not to squander it, O God. Help us not to be frivolous, O God. Father, help us, O God, to see the importance of it, O God. Teach us to number our days, O God, that we may gain, O God, your word said, that we may gain a heart of wisdom, O God. Wisdom, O God, your wisdom, O God, not our own, O God, that we may gain understanding, O God, of where we should be in you, Father. Father God, we desire, O God, understanding, O God, that is not ours, but yours, O God. Help us to live there. Live in your understanding and not our own, Father. Father, help us, O God, to acknowledge you, O God, in all of our ways, O God, in every single way, O God, decisions, oh God, that we think, oh God, that we have the know-it-all, oh God. Father, correct us, oh God, adjust our hearts, oh God, to turn those ways, oh God, to where we're seeking you instead of our own, Father. Father, we thank you, oh God, for just your word being such a guide to us, to help us to adjust the things in life, oh God, that we may just often doing, Father. Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, that you are willing to teach us, oh God, to move with haste, oh God, to not be hastily, oh God. Help us to lean on godly counsel, Father. Father, I thank you now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, that will be our heart's conviction, oh God, that we will move by the Spirit, move by your Spirit, oh God, and move by your timing, Father. Father, I thank you now, Lord, that you have given us, oh God, such a time as this, oh God, to dive in, to seek your word, where in other countries, just having a Bible is illegal, just speaking of the word is illegal, Father, that we have time, oh God, in this country, oh God, to speak and be dominant about what your word has said, Father. Father, we thank you, O Lord, that you are the better judge, Father God, in all of our decisions, Father God. You are the better judge, O God. Father, we thank you now, O God, that you have saw fit, O God, for us to be here today. And Father God, to know, O Lord, that although you have given us abilities, oh God, God-given abilities that we don't omit, oh God, but Father, teach us, oh God, to trust not into our own ideas, oh Father, excluding others and excluding you, Father, but to be initiative, to make sure that we take what it is that you've given us, you've told us the decisions, Father God, and we align it to your word in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we lift up every individual that has taken the initiative to use this moment to come online, Father God, for this divine moment of 60 for 60 as a transformational moment for their own lives, Father. Those that have taken the convictions of their hearts to seek you diligently, to seek you early, to seek you consistently, and to seek you corporately, Father. Father God, help them to know, oh God, that it is not in vain, Father. Father, we thank you, oh Lord, for the seeds that are being planted within this moment, oh God. The seeds, oh God, that will be planted on good soil, oh God, that will grow, oh God, strong word and transformational things in their lives, Father. Father, I thank you now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, that you will grant them the strength, oh God, to endure, oh God, endure beyond what they could have ever imagined, oh God. Endure and grow into the men and women you have called them to be in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, those that have used this moment to return back to you, Father, to return back to the love and to the communionship and intimacy with you, Father. Father, I pray, oh God, that you would continue to guide them and hold them, oh God, as they go through such a transformational moment, Father. Father, I thank you, O Lord, Father, for the grace, O God, the grace that you have granted them, O God, to continue to press towards the mark, O God. Thank you, Father God, for giving us, O God, such a grace, such a mercy, O God, to press, to continue to press, another day to press, another day to go forth towards the mark that you have set for us, O God. Father God, we thank you, O Lord. Let the dialogues, O God, and the teachings, O God, be not in vain, O God, within the soils of our hearts, oh God. But Father, we pray, oh Lord, that this, oh God, this divine moment, this transformational moment, oh God, will be a call to action, oh God. Father God, your word says, oh God, that to sow for ourselves righteousness, sow for yourself righteousness, reap steadfast love, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. So Father, we come, oh God, with that word on our hearts, seeking you diligently, seeking you, oh God, with no flesh intentions and or ill intentions or ourselves, oh God. We come to you, oh God, fully endowed in whatever it is that you have, oh God, for us to reflect on ourselves or reflect whatever situations that we may be facing, Father. Father, we thank you now, oh God, for this. We are so grateful, oh God. We are so grateful, Father God, and we are undeserving of such mercy, oh God. Such mercy, oh God, that your word says that you grant us every single morning. That means there's not a morning that you do not give us mercy. There's not a morning that you do not give us a chance, oh God, to seek you, oh God, diligently, Father. Father, we thank you, oh God. We thank you and we repent, oh God, for ever taking that mercy and forever taking, for if ever moment, ever there was a moment to take that, that we've taken that mercy or that we have taken that grace for granted, oh God, we repent of that, arrogant feeling or what prideful feeling, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, the fact that we get to experience such a thing from you, oh God. We know it is not by our own doing, oh God, but it is by your love, the love that you have for us, oh God, the love that you have for us, oh God, so much that you have given your son, Father. Father, the fact that we get to experience, oh God, such a mercy, oh God, it is definitely not of our own doing, Father. Open our eyes, oh God. Open our eyes, oh God, to see the things, oh God, that we have not completed. To see the things, oh God, that you, oh God, just need us to turn, oh God, turn towards you, Father God, and not towards ourselves, oh God, making a complete 180 degree change, Father. Father, we thank you, oh Lord, for washing us, oh God, for washing us through and through in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for just making this time availeth to us, O God, to reflect and to see things, O God, as you see things in our lives, Father God. Make what we thought could not live, make it new, O God. Make what we thought could not flourish, O God, make it new, Father. We thank you, Father God, for new eyesight. We thank you, O God, that you've taken the blinders off, O God. Father, that way we were able to see the things, O God, as you see things, Father. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for just another day to praise you, to bless you, O God, to give you thanks, O God, for giving you, to give you honor, O God, because you are absolutely worthy of it all, Father. Father, we thank you, O Lord, that as we go forth within our day, O God, that as we continue into our day, O God, Father, I pray, O Lord, that every, that we are, open to see, Father God. Help us not to just rush through our day, oh God, but to be very mindful, oh God, that you are consistently talking to us. You are consistently showing us things, oh God, to help us to be sensitive to your spirit, oh God, and to be mindful of what you have said and are saying within this season, Father. Father, I thank you now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, that you are as we are speaking about moving the blinders, that you are already removing the blinders of those that were healed to hear this word, oh God. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Father, that you, oh God, will take us through this day, oh God, and help us, oh God, prepare our hearts, oh God, for our the ending of our 2020, the 20 minutes for this evening when we spend our time with you, Father, and even going into tomorrow, oh God, with our services, Father. I pray, oh God, that whatever it is that you will renew us with the word and wash us with the word, oh God, help us, oh God, to those that we may come in contact with, oh Father. Father, let it be such an infectious thing, oh Lord, Father, that those, oh God, will leap from the light that you are washing and shining within us, Father. I thank you now, Lord, that you are helping us to see ourselves as you see us, oh God, as you so creatively and intentionally wired and designed us to be, oh God. Father, we come back to the factory setting of how you created us. We come back to the factory setting of what your intentional word and plan has been for us, oh God. Father, I thank you, oh Lord, for just again another day to bless you, to honor you, oh God. Father, we thank you for the things that you are challenging us with and that you are equipping us to do, Father. We do not take those moments for granted, oh God, but we give thanks for you. We give thanks, oh God, that you saw fit, that you continually to see the things that we need to see to grow in, Father. I thank you, Father, for just the moment to come to you and give you thanks of these things, Lord. We bless you, Father, and we honor you, Lord, because you are great amongst all the things of the earth, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We praise you and we honor you, God, for you are great and you are mighty, O God, and there is no one like you, Father. There is no one like you, Father. We give you grace. We give you thanks, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we give you thanks. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bless you and we honor you, Jesus. We bless you and we honor you, Jesus. At this time, if anyone has a testimony, if there's a word on your heart, we ask that you come forth to share.
Keep praying.
Father, we just thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, O Lord. Father, we lift up, O God, altars, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We come to you, O God, and pray, O God, that you would renew us, O God. Renew us, O God. Renew us, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father. The things, O God, that is within us that needs your hand, that needs your touch, O God. Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you are fixing those things, that you are shifting those things, that you are adjusting those things, oh God, within our hearts, oh God, within our minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks, oh Lord, for your word that continues to guide us, that continues to prune us, oh God, continues to shift us, oh God, continue to challenge us, oh God, to make the necessary changes that we need to make, Father. Father, I thank you now in the name of Jesus, O Lord, for your word being true, O God, and never changing, O God, no matter what the circumstances is, Father. Father, we thank you, O Lord, that your word, O God, continues to guide us, O God, through every situation, O God. Father, I thank you, O Lord, for every home, O God, that is represented here, Father. Father God, every home that is represented here, Father, I pray, O Lord, that you would meet them at their needs, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that every home, O God, will not experience lack, O God, but Father God, that they will flourish in abundance, O Father. Father, I thank you now in the name of Jesus, O Lord, that your word says that you are a supplier of all of our needs, O God. And Father, there is no lack in you, Father. So as they abide in you, Father, I pray, O Lord, that that is a continuous word within their homes, O God. Father, that you do not have any lack within you. So therefore, there shall be no lack within their homes, Father. Father, I thank you, O Lord, for such a moment, oh God, to realize that we have more than enough in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, help us, oh God, to be mindful of our words, to be mindful, oh God, of the things that we say, that the life and death within our tongue, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you, oh Lord, will ultimately, oh God, get the glory of our lives, oh God, get the glory from our lives in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you, Father, for everything that you are doing, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you are showing us, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you have saw fit, oh God, for us to experience, oh God, and for us to grow from, oh God. Father, I thank you now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, that your ways, oh God, are far beyond our ways. Father God, we're so grateful for that, Father, that your ways are not our ways, that your thoughts are not our thoughts, Father God. There's such a confidence and assurance, oh God, to know, Lord, that you, oh God, are so far beyond what we could ever think or imagine, Father. And we give thanks, oh God, that you saw fit to love us beyond it. Lord, we give you thanks right now in the name of Jesus, and we honor you, Father, for it all is good, for it all, oh God, is worthy because you are within our lives, oh God. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We honor you, God. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We bless you and we honor you. And we give you praise, O God, because you are absolutely worthy of it all. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you thanks, Lord. We bless you and we honor you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you. We welcome you into this place, Father. We welcome you into this place, Father. We thank you, Father. Rakandia maman surabashia nanai. Rikin dia mamando surabaya kavabasa. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, let's continue to pray. Come on, lift up your voices unto the Lord on today. If you're able to unmute your line, come on and lift your voices unto the Lord. Come on, power yourself in the Holy Ghost. Power yourself in the Holy Ghost. Come on, break the power of stagnation on today. Break stagnation. Come on, break stagnation. Break the power of stagnation in your soul. Break the power of stagnation in your walk with God. Come on. Come on. You're connected to the charging station. You are connected to the charging station.
I am a yielded vessel of God.
Train your mind, train your spirit to yield to the Holy Ghost. Train yourself to yield yourself, to yield your members. Pray into the inconsistency, pray into the spirit of inconsistency that rests on your life. Pray, the spirit of inconsistency has to lift off of me. The spirit of inconsistency has to break off of my life. I am becoming disciplined in the presence of the Lord. I'm being infused with his strength. I'm being infused with his discipline. In the name of Jesus, I'm being infused with the faithfulness of God. Come on, be infused with his faithfulness on today. So, there's never a time that the Lord does not show up. There's never a time that he doesn't show up on time. He is faithful. And if you are a branch of his tree, you are to be faithful as he is faithful. Come on, those of you that have been dragging behind, you're always behind. You're not at all authentic. Come on, and catch up with the momentum of things. Come on, whatever's restricting you, come on and catch up with the momentum of the spirit. I will not be left behind. I will not be left behind. Every supernatural spirit that's suffocating your future, that's suffocating your womb. It doesn't need to find any other place to try to come in your life. It doesn't need to come any other way into your life. It doesn't need to find any other entrance. Shut the door. 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 Shut the door to laziness. Shut the door to procrastination. Shut the door to slothfulness. Shut the door. Shut it. Come on. Come on. Just give them one more minute. Come on. Come on. Come on. Brianna,
Be delivered from self-sabotage. Be delivered from self-sabotage. Be delivered from self-sabotage today. Be delivered from self-sabotage today. Come on. Come on, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Come on, Renita. You're right there at the verge of a breakthrough. I hear the breakthrough. Come on, Renita. Right there. Come on, Renita. Right there. Come on, Renita. You right there at the verge of a breakthrough. Come on. 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 Come on.
Be free of generational patterns of sickness.
Your grandmother had masses. Your grandmother had tumors. Your grandmother had cancer. But you better put your hand on your body and say, no, me. It won't travel through my blood. It won't travel through my ligaments. It won't travel through my bones, in the name of Jesus. The book stops here. Generational sickness, come under the blood now. Go get your purse, and I want you to lay on your purse. I want you to lay on your wallet. Come on, get those credit cards and put your hands on them. Lay on it on today. In the name, we rebuke the spirit of poverty off of the life of God's people, and we declare and we decree increase now. That money coming to your people. Lord God, I thank you for surprises. I thank you for checks in the mail. I thank you for loosing. Oh, Lord, I thank you, God, that money that has been held up is coming in now. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for scholarships, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that's been held up in limbo. Lord God, financial aid that's been held up in limbo. God, I thank you today. Lord God, that loans, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That is held up in limbo, that is trying to tie your people. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to debt, we command debt demolishment now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for a reset in their finances. God, I thank you for a reset coming upon your people today in the name of Jesus. A reset in their bank account, a reset in their money, oh God. I thank you for a free flow of resources coming into the house. Wealth and riches is in my house. Wealth and riches is in my house. Death does not live where I live. God, wealth and riches. I am the lender and not the borrower in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Hey. So,
thank you, Jesus.
Somebody thought they was going to come on here today, and they were just going to listen in, and they were just going to pray 20 minutes. It ain't about your 20 minutes. God's 20 minutes, I should say, because he lended it to us. God will visit the yielded ones. God will visit And the Lord says on today, he came to break cycles at 12 noon. In the middle of your day, he said, I will deliver.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him deliver your soul. Let him deliver. Let him ring it out. Let him ring it out. Let him ring out your soul.
Gloria, my soul.
It's filled with dross. Let the Lord ring it out.
Ooh, bring it out, Lord.
Bring out the dross today, God.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As we were praying, I began to see the serpents just scatter. They were coming out of their hiding places. They had been hidden. And they were coming out of their hiding places, but they were going to go and find another way in. And the Lord said, shut the door so they can't come in. Cut their heads off. You need nothing to limit you for your future.
Yes, Lord.
You need nothing, no pattern to try to stop you when you are trying to forge forward into your future and into your purpose. You don't need voices from the past coming and counseling you for your future. You need the limits off.
Yeah.
You need the brakes off. Huh? You need to take the brakes off. Take the excuses away. Remove all of the comfortableness. Stand in a place of uncomfortableness so God can build you in your most holy faith. Some of you, you got to, in your personal time, you've got to spend more time with God. The 20 minutes is just a minimum. I'm driving my car, but I can look into some of your souls and see that your well is low. There's not much water in it. Because other than you getting on this line, you're not praying. You've got to pray. You've got to realize I taught a couple of Saturdays ago about the different types of prayer. Some of you are only practicing one type. You're only practicing the conversational prayer with God. You're only practicing the intimate time with God. But you need to engage in the other forms of prayer. And build yourself up in your most holy faith. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
I'm giving it back over to Sierra, but I want you all to come forth on today. For those that are able, I know some people may be working on Saturday and they may just be listening in, but for the ones that are able, give God a response today. He showed up in the midday hour. Give God a response. Sierra, I give it back to you.
Yes, Mommy. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. At this time, if there's anyone that has a testimony, or if God has given them a word during this hour, we ask that you come forth. We ask that you come forth and share, encourage. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. This is Apostle Fash. I just thank God for this powerful time of deliverance and realignment. I don't know about anyone else, but during this entire initiative, not just the times that we come together with each other, but even in my personal time, God has been cutting away. He's been, anytime I get out of alignment, I've been feeling him bringing me back into alignment. So I'm grateful for, any time that there is a feeling or a sense that we may be going into another direction that is not of God, that he's speaking where we can be in tune with his heart and come back into alignment. So I'm just grateful for the prayer. I'm grateful for Apostle pushing us into deliverance today. I thank God for bringing deliverance forth. I just say yes. I say yes again to his will, to his way. More grace.
All glory to God. God is good. God is amazing. God is so amazing. Will there be another?
Good afternoon. This is Diamond. I just want to thank everybody for the 60 for 60. I feel as though it has been very helpful for me and bringing me closer to God and allowing me to be more intentional in my prayers and the amount of time that I do spend with God. I would also like to share and testify that along this time, this journey, in the beginning of it, I've applied to take my CNA test to get certified. And recently I have been approved and also been emailed my test date. So I will be taking the CNA test soon. And also along this time, I appealed to get back into school so that I can become a registered nurse. And I also have got approved to get back into school. So I do thank you. And I see everything that God is doing. And I really do appreciate each and every one of you.
Glory to God.
Oh,
and listen. Hallelujah. I already see myself at your graduation.
Hey.
I already see myself rooting in the chairs, already just screaming your name.
Me too,
as you cross that stage. I see you already. That appeal is going to go through, Diamond. You are going to be a registered nurse in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thanking God even now for you passing your CNA test in Jesus' mighty name. God, we thank you for what you are doing in the lives of your people. And when opposition comes, you have a weapon. And that weapon is in your mouth. That weapon is in your faith. Your faith is a weapon. Your prayers are a weapon. Your stance with God is a weapon. And I want you to use that weapon to cut down every opposition that tries to come your way. Don't get discouraged when opposition comes your way. Know that opposition will come, but you have weapons to take down all opposition. No weapon formed against you will prosper in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
My God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father. Such a testimony. Such a testimony. Do we have any more?
Good afternoon. This is Pia Tiranita. I just want to thank you all for this time of prayer. This has been a great time of prayer. I lost track of my day, and so thankfully I have an alarm for, you know, the times that we are corporately praying. And so once it went off, I jumped on. And of course came into a moment that I wasn't expecting to go as it did, but I'm grateful that the deliverer showed up and for the journey through deliverance that was able to take place this afternoon. So I just want to respond, thank God, and thank everybody here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is so awesome, P.I.T. Renita. God is so faithful. God is so faithful. Will there be one more? Hallelujah. 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 Well, that is all. We just thank God. We thank God for being God. We thank God for being who He is, unapologetically getting us together at whatever time He chooses to do so. And we thank you. We thank you, Mommy, for your push. We thank you for being obedient to the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We pray that this day, this moment, it doesn't stop here, that we know that it does not stop in this moment, but it shall continue forward as we move forward. And we give God thanks. And we pray that each and every one of you, that your day, please know that your day is blessed and that you are covered. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for all coming online. God is so faithful. More grace.
Wait a minute. We need to give some announcements. We want to make sure that you all know that that if you would like to go back and listen to the replay, you can do so by going to www.sentmiami.com and just click on the more button, and it will bring you to 64 of the recordings. Well, the majority of them are there. Just give 24 hours for the ones that are happening on today, and you'll be able to go back and listen to
all of the or the majority of the recordings that from January 5th on up until today. I'm sure that Stacey will have it up and ready to go before 24 hours, but at least give her 24 hours to go ahead and upload them on today. And also for those that weren't on this morning, we want to invite you out to our third year anniversary that is happening on February the 15th. We want all of our supporters, all of our partners to come out and be with the Sent Miami citizens as we not only celebrate 3 years, but we also ordain two of our pastors in training. They've been in training for over a year, really. And so they are ready now. And training does not stop, but we are ready to lay hands on them and just push them into what God ordained before they were ever born. So we want you to come and witness the ordination of pastor in training, Cameron Watson, and pastor in training, Renita Smith, on next Sunday, February 15th at 5 a.m. Thank you so very much.
Hello there.
Okay. Sierra, you can release the line.
Yes, I was just about to. That is all. We release the line and we pray God's favor and God's grace to go with you. And we thank you. We thank you again, God, for this moment. In Jesus' name, more grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.